Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Just say one.
Hallelujah.
And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on today to give you the word of God out of the King James Version, praise God, of God's holy word. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth to you on today to continue reading the word of God, praise God. And we truly thank God for the opportunity we have today to be healthy, to have a good state of mind, have a reasonable portion of health. We got blessed with a roof over our head. Praise God, with all the trouble and turmoil that's going on in the world today, we truly thank God that we're here today to continue bringing the word of God. We strongly encourage that you continue to support David and Diane Ministry and Friends as we continue bringing the Word of God, reading from the King James Version, from Genesis to Revelations. Amen. And that's how we're going to bring forth the Word of God. We do continue bringing the Word on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. And we're coming with a powerful anointed message on this weekend. So I strongly encourage those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or any type of way that you can hear this message, praise God, we encourage you to join in on this weekend. Join us and hear the word of God. We truly thank God in the name of Jesus to be before here on today as I give God all honor, praise, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. I then also would like to acknowledge and honor in the name of Jesus my wife, my queen, Lady Diane Shaw, praise God. She's truly instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we continue, praise God, to bring powerful anointed messages and understanding of the Word of God. And we also have a brother by the name of Minister Andrew Orlander, praise God. He comes on Mondays, praise God, in evenings on 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. However, we will keep abreast as to and to keep you aware of when he's going to be coming. But we just want to acknowledge that he is there. And we thank God that we have a powerful, anointed ministerial ministry that goes forth and bringing the word of God through the opportunities of sharing testimonies and how we overcome our situations in life by trusting in God in the name of Jesus. So once again, as we come before you on today, we thank you for joining us, allowing us to be on your phone today and to join us with hearing the word of God. So we just continue to move forward as we're reading out of the book of Psalms, the 74th division, praise God, of Psalms. And we truly thank God for this opportunity. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, again, we pause and humble ourselves to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you didn't look past all of our faults, but yet you provided us still with our every need. We thank you for those blessings that we've asked and those blessings that we received that we had not asked, but yet you provided nonetheless. And we thank you, dear God. We thank you for blessing us on our finances, on our marriages, on raising our children, Father God. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for our health. And we thank you for the opportunity to bring the word to you once again on today, Lord God. We allow your word to be in me, which is in also Christ Jesus. And we be so careful to give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Once again, praise God. We have those listening to us, praise God, out of Germany, East Germany. God bless you. We can see that you're there, East Germany. Praise God. We thank you for Canada residents that are also tuning in to our radio show here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. We also thank God for those that are out there in Korea. We see Korea is also tuning in onto the reading of God's holy word. Amen, amen. So we want to bless each and every one of you out there that are representing, and we thank God for this day the day in which the Lord has made. And say it with me. I will rejoice. Hallelujah. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're coming forth again. Continue trusting God in Jesus' name to continue reading his word, trusting his word, and living his word day in and day out. Amen. And let us read Psalms 74th division. Let us read. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doest thine anger smoke against the sheep of my pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual dissolutions, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies wrought in the midst of thy congregation. Thy set up the enemies, and in signs for signs. A man was famous according to as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into the sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There's no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme them thy name forever? Why withdraw thou have hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea of the strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of the leviathan in pieces and givest him to be meat to the people. Inhabiting the wilderness, thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou didst up mightily flowers, mount, rivers. The day is thine. The night also is thine. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. Ah, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the inhabitations of cruelty. O let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the people in need praise thy name. Arise, O Lord God, plead thy own case. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not thy voice of thine enemies, and tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Division 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that name is near thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation I will judge unrightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved, and I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. Unto the wicked, I said unto the fools, do not be foolish. And to the wicked, lift up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with the stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is mixed of mixture, full mixture. And he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will fall off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Division 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is the tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shadow, the shield and the sword in the battle. More glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout heard it are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men might have found their hands at their rebuke. O God of Jacob, both the chariots and the horse are cast into the dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art be feared. And who has stand in thy sight when once they are angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. A remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Bow and pray unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Division 77. I cry unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul rained in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remember God, and I was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes walking. I am so terrible that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call the remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean, gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy? And I said, This is my infirmity, but I will remember the years at the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the words of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They are afraid. The depths also are troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies set up a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. My voice of thine thunder was in the heaven. The lightning delighted the word. The earth trembled, the shook. The sway is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thou people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Division 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in the parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from your children, showing the generation to come the praise of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a new law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known, their children, that the generations to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and might not be as their fathers, the stubborn and the rebellious generation, a generation that rests not their heart aright, and those spirit who's not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carried bows, turned back in the days of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his work and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and at night with a fire, the light of fire. He cleared the rocks in the wonders, and he cleared the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of the great depth. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High and the wondrous in the wilderness, and they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spat against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So the fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Though he had commanded the clouds from heaven and opened the doors of heaven, he had rained down manna upon them to eat. He had given them the corn of heaven. Man did not eat angels' food. He set them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained fresh also upon them as dust, and featured in feathered clouds looked as the sand of the sea, and he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. So they did eat and were well filled, for he gave them their desire. They were not estranged from the lust. But while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still and delivered not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongue, for their heart was not right with them, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time there turned he his anger away, for he remembered that they were not flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remember not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his sins in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, turned the rivers into blood and the floods that they could not drink, and set divers sorts of flies among them which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He gave also the increase into the caterpillar and the labor into the locust. He destroyed their vines and hail and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks he to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation, trouble, by sending evil angels again them. Among them he made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep. He guided them into the wilderness like a flock. He led them on safety so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemy. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to his mountain, which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them and delivered him in the inheritance and line and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted to provoke the Most High God and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfortunately like their fathers. They were turned off aside like a deceitful bow. For they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with the graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth. When God heard this, quickly it had Israel. Or Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, he delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people over also unto the sword and was wroth with his inheritance. The fire consumed the young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and his widows made no limitations. Then the Lord awoke as one out of a sleep. And like the mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine, and smote his enemies in the hinder parts, and put them in the perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and choose not the tribe of Ephraim, but choose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high places, like the earth which had established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, and following the ewes, great with young, and brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them to the skillfulness of his hands. Division 79. O God, the heathen are coming to thine inheritance. Thy high holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water around about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. Where are become the reproach of our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us? How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shalt thou jealously burn yet like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling places. Oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy sin's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen and our sight by the ravaging of the blood of thy servants, which is said. Let the sign of the prisoner come before thee, according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto the neighbors sevenfold unto their bosom the reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Division 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up thy strength and come to save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord, God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the proud thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto the neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we will be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room for it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the godly cedar. She sent up her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her edges, so that all they which pass by the way do plucked her? The boar out the wood doth waste it. The wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return. We beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold the vine. This visit is vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of the countenance. Let thy hand be opened, the man of thy right hand, unto the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Division 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the thine appointed in our Salem feast day. For this was a statue for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for the testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I provided thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. Thou shalt no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange gods. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them unto their own hearts lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued the enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. And he should have fed them also. And the honey out of the rock should I have sustained thee. Amen. God standeth, Division 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Selah. How long God stands in the congregation, Division 82. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice. To the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand thy walk on in darkness. All the fountains of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are God, and all of you are children of the Most High, but ye shall die like men. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit nations. All nations. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading out of the book of Psalms, Division 82. Amen. I want to thank you for reading, listening, and hearing the word of God on this evening. We thank you, and we'll be back on tomorrow. God bless you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could